With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy. Here, as always, we're taking it international with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Don't worry, Amy. I'm never going to threaten to throw you over the falls.
Okay. I appreciate that because, yeah, I've never done like the close encounter at the falls. I've been to the falls a few times, but, you know, never
when
done
you,
that
When
ride.
You came to visit me many moons ago, did we go to the falls? I feel like we just went to Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Yes. Yeah. Which... You know, if you don't know, it's different than Niagara Falls.
It is. It is indeed. Yeah. Yes. We had a great time there. We ate some ice cream.
Yes.
We wandered. We had some. I had some fish and chips. You did not.
I tried
have fish and chips.
I tried the maple, like the, what do you call it? The maple candy. Maple.
Oh, I love those.
So good.
Ooh, I love them.
Cute shops. I know. I could have spent a lot of money. But yes, we took it international. I felt like they were trying to give Toronto like the Cleveland treatment. I felt a little bad. Like it was like that letdown, like we're going international to Toronto.
I know. I did get like weirdly emotional throughout the whole episode that they were like in Toronto and in Niagara Falls.
Yeah. I was getting upset that you weren't at that comedy show.
Why didn't I go?
Yeah. Why didn't we get the info on that?
I don't. Yeah. Why am I not getting the invite from these people?
Because that would have been accessible.
Yeah. It's funny. I went, Ethan and I went to a Raptors game in December and Russell Peters was there.
Hmm.
So that was interesting. I was like, remember, we saw him IRL, sort of.
Yeah.
He was in his usual seat.
Does he live in Toronto?
That I don't know.
Okay. Because this was probably around, it was fall foliage season. So October?
I'm thinking late October because we had a pretty seasonably warm early October.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it was a little bit later in the month, which would make sense with filming because if we were to believe some reports on when that one girl's wedding was supposed to be, it was supposed to be of like September 25th or 26th.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Yeah, makes sense. So by the time, yeah, they're heading out to Canada, they've made it a few weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this was exciting, but we still had to wrap up kind of last week's episode. And we didn't see a lot of news stories come out, but one story I did see regarding last week's episode that was circulating a little bit on social media was that, you know, we talked about this random family that they took a date, discovered this barbecue in the woods. But it turns out it wasn't so random. At least I think the people that were preparing the barbecue weren't thinking it would be presented that way. They're like a legitimate, well-known barbecue family, and they just were not credited at all.
Yeah, they have a restaurant in Houston. They have a really popular restaurant in Houston. Do you remember what it is called? Because my brain has been through a lot this week.
Not offhand, but I think I can find it really quick.
Like why Bones or Party that? Bones or like Meat Rockers.
It was definitely meat focused.
It was a name in which I was like, I don't know if I'd go to a restaurant called this because it was a little too on, not on the nose, but a little, I don't know. What's like Bachelor Barbecue restaurant.
What is it called? Blood Brother.
Blood Brother. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Too aggressive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's, that fits with, you know, barbecue. I feel like that's more typical. But yeah, why they had blurred their logos, and yeah, I think they must have misrepresented what they would do. Like, hey, you get to appear on the show with, oh, well, won't credit you, but yeah. So
it was all lame. That's for sure.
So Blood Brothers Barbecue. And yeah, we're still finishing up kind of the loose ends from last episode. And I feel like it was done a little sloppy. Like, we didn't really see the end of the date. Cause wasn't the, to be continued when she threw the trophy?
I guess so. Like, do we even know who got the group date rose for that? I mean, it probably would have popped up during the rose ceremony, but I don't know if they ever like told us.
No, and I barely noticed it, but Teddy was not called and she was off to the side.
Right.
So okay. She it, but why weren't we shown this? I feel like Teddy is really getting the short end of the stick on these episodes.
Yeah, and I wonder why, because I mean, I don't know if we can believe the previews a lot, but we did get a lot of her in the preview.
Yeah, she has to get a one-on-one at some point with all these makeouts, I think, but
you would hope.
Yeah, that we haven't seen yet. So that's really odd. We just jump to basically like women talking about the situation. Mm-hmm. And then we're at the cocktail party. So we see Susie, Rachel, and Jill just talking about Shanae. Actually, we still have a date to get to. So that's kind of like the wrap up of the Shanae situation for at that point. Like, okay, again, like, hope that he, you know, figures out the real deal about Shanae. Otherwise, it's going to make me rethink my connection with him. And then we have Serene's date, where they're in Galveston, Texas, with like the kind of that California feel. They're on the pier. They get the whole pier amusement park to themselves. So that was pretty cute. What did you think of there?
This was a cute date. I really enjoy Serene. I think she's a lovely lady. And we got her sob story, of course. You know, mm-hmm. good for, like, you know, glad that she can open up with him.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I thought, like, while they were on this, like, the amusement park, I felt like he wasn't as touchy-feely with her as he might have been with somebody else. Like,
no, and I thought she was getting sent home at the end of this. Like, okay. I felt like there were some, like, ominous tones. There was some like comments where he's like, I just really hope this can continue to grow into the evening, like some like dun dun dun. So I was like, is this thing not happening?
Right, like one of those, like, I'm trying to evaluate if it's going to be something more than just like our friendship.
Yeah,
I just was like, there are a couple scenes where I'm like, just put your arm around her, you're on these swings, or like, why aren't you kissing when you're in the air? Or maybe they're all just like, they were too afraid. It didn't seem like she was that into some of the heights things.
I would not be either. I love the teacups. Obsessed with the teacups.
Oh, you like the teacups?
Very much. I love any ride in which I can spin around very fast. I don't really get motion sickness, and for that, I'm lucky.
I love those rides. As I've gotten a little bit older. Like, I think I liked it when I was a kid, and then, like, even, I wasn't even that old, but, like, you hit 30 and you're like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, but like, I would love to go. I can do a roller coaster, and now I haven't done one since I was like 14. So maybe I can't do a roller coaster anymore.
Right.
I don't do heights though. The swings are my nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. I could do like the kiddie swing, but not way up high. What about the Viking ship thing?
No.
Do you have the same fear that Serene has about someone vomiting, or is it just more the movement of it?
I never thought of the vomiting, but like, now that she's put it in my mind, I am glad she's reminded me of it.
Yeah. I like that we see those little conversations, though. It seems like something that they might relegate to the end cap of the episode sometimes. So they actually put it right in the content. So I like that. And then we get kind of an interesting conversation when she's talking about, I mean, it is her sad story about the loss that she's experienced recently. She lost her grandma, who she was really close to, but also a cousin who was just a year younger than her. And Serene's only 26. So, but the story she told was about like a memory from when she was 5 years old and seeing fireflies, and that she wanted to like squish them on her face so they would glow. And then they actually did that. But that now when she thinks that it was really gross, but that when she thinks or sees a firefly, then she thinks of her cousin. So I don't know if like Clayton really knew what to make of that story because it was kind of like funny, but yeah, it's still tied to something sad. So
yeah.
But yeah. I was mad at myself because when Serene was telling the story, she was like, it was like Twilight. And I immediately thought of the movie.
Like the movie? Yeah. Oh, I was like, my gosh. Oh, hilarious.
Twilight is an actual word. It's a time of day.
Yeah, like that's but... like a time of day that happens every single day. Yeah. Yes. That is too funny.
So she does get the rose. So we come into back from the date. We come to the cocktail party. And it's a little interesting because Clayton comes in and actually calls the winning team from the last group date aside. Like, can everyone from the winning team please come talk to me?
This is very interesting to me. Because I think that's a great move because you're getting it from like truly eight people.
Right. And then when he says at like right before he calls out names, I wanted to give everyone their time. I hope you feel that I did that. I wanted everyone to be seen and heard. You can sort of claim that even if you didn't get one-on-one time, he gave them the floor and Shanae didn't come with. So yeah, he could have done it at the actual date. And it's strange that we didn't see. And maybe the producers kind of kept them apart and didn't want them to tell him right then what happened with Shanae.
Yeah.
But it gave them a chance to kind of sit with it and kind of frame their thoughts. And then they had the floor to speak to him about it.
Yeah. And like, she didn't get sent home after that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it didn't quite work out. I think they thought, wow, we're getting the floor and she's going home because we all said our piece.
And like, I do feel like Shanae is very manipulative of Clayton. And I don't think Clayton is like quite with it enough to realize what's happening. But it's just like, it's crazy to me that you speak to eight women and they're like, Shanae came and told us to F off and then threw the trophy in the bush. And you don't go, okay, there's so many great women here. That situation is just not worth it.
Right. And I thought,
like, right.
Yeah. And I thought Marlena really called it out well, like, you know, you're an athlete. I'm an athlete. Like, I take my L's, you know, on the chin, and I'm sure you do too, and this is not acceptable. So, like, for that perspective, but then everyone else kind of talking about how she also just behaved overall. And it wasn't just, like, the players that we've seen a few times speaking up. We heard from Teddy, we heard from Susie, you know, it seemed like everyone went around and said something, so it's... You can't just say, oh, it's just one person against another person. It's eight against one.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, how did Shanae, is it her Meryl Streep acting skills? He pulls her aside next and they're talking one-on-one. So
I do think she like weaponizes her tears with him. And then because she was like the first one to cry, like he believes her over everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she immediately kind of apologizes. This is not my character. I do feel really bad about that happening, that I threw the trophy. And it seems like it just kind of gets focused on that one behavior, like not like this cumulative effect of her behavior. So they're sitting aside and then she goes back to the group of women. It's almost like he's waiting for her to go apologize.
Yeah.
She does it. She's crying as she apologizes. Like, this is so hard for me. I'm nervous. Did you think she was sincere in that moment when she was talking to women?
I believed it.
Okay. So yeah, I did too. I didn't believe it when she was telling Clayton that she felt bad that she did that. Like, it's not my character. I think it's like part of her character to do something like that. But yeah, when she went to the women, I was like, wow, she's really emotional about this. Like, she's thought about it. And then we see her go back to Clayton. We see her in an ITM. Like, oh, they bought it. Of course, I didn't mean it. Like, Meryl Streep's right here. And then she raised her hand higher. Like, this is Shanae. Like, give me the Golden Globe.
That's right, like, brutal. Now. Like, it's just, it's really brutal. And it sucks that she just, I don't know. It sucks. It all sucks. So, somebody tweeted like Clayton watching tonight's episode of The Bachelor, and it's like this guy in clown makeup, and then Clayton
could just
like,
take Clayton in clown makeup because remember that end.
Yeah, clown? Exactly. Yeah, and then that. Clayton like quote tweeted with "haven't taken off the paint for 3 weeks now."
Oh, he's responded.
Yeah, like, and I think he's having like a.
Does he have another statement out?
No, not another statement, but I think he's like having a bit of a tough time. Like, I have a hard time blaming him for this.
Yeah, but there must be dread knowing, like, if he was upset enough to write a statement last week, not knowing how far she goes. I mean, we could ask Ethan, I suppose, but, you know, knowing that at least there's this week's episode, there's next week coming with the 2-on-1, that there's going to be a few more episodes of this. And it's like, what is he going to see?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard for me after he takes the 7 women aside and asks them like, what's the scoop? And he has some like faves in that group too. And still to be like, you know what, Shanae, I'm going to give you another chance, like blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's because she apologized and the women were like, yeah, we accept this apology. Mm-hmm. But it blows.
It's taking me back to a season quite a long time ago. The Ben Flanick season, where his winner was Courtney Robertson, and there were all those ITMs of her like saying winning and just kind of more negative things about the girls that he would have had no idea about.
Yeah.
And I know that like based on her book and hearing interviews after that, that really put a strain, like he had a real issue with like her, like how she was perceived after the fact and seeing those things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if he was tweeting about it. And again, that was the person he ends up with, so we don't know if Shanae's gonna get all the way. I'm thinking it's unlikely, but
you never know.
So of course she is called last again at the rose ceremony. So Teddy has the rose for whatever reason we weren't shown, but something from that football date. Rachel and Serene have theirs from their one-on-ones in Houston. And then he calls Sarah, Marlena, Genevieve, Mara, Gabby, Susie, Eliza, Hunter, and then Shanae. So Jill, Lindsay, and Sierra are eliminated. So I'm assuming it's Sierra that Shanae's talking about when she says, boom, I knocked another one out. Yeah. That's back to back. So
yeah, how embarrassing for her, honestly.
Yeah. So Sierra was on her radar. Sierra was one of the very vocal ones. And I loved her like parting words with Clayton.
Yeah, she basically like was one step short of being like, if you pick Shanae, you're a dum-dum.
Right. Yeah, she saved that part for when she was beyond his what he could hear. But yeah, she's like, I hope you choose the girl, the right girl. Choose a girl for the man you're going to become and not the man you are now. And don't be stupid. So yeah. We don't usually see anything that's like very memorable as someone's walking out the door. So I did like that. And she said it in earshot of everyone. And then, yep, this one, he announces that they are going international. So I wasn't surprised about Jill or Lindsay, but it seems like with Sierra going out again, if the producers are guiding this, that since Sierra can hold her own against Shanae, it's like, That's not going to be as dramatic of a 2-on-1 as with Genevieve, where it's like she just gets so emotional about it and really heated about it. So I think they're same with Elizabeth, who could remain fairly calm and not let it rattle her. I think they want the people that are like more rattled and more bothered by her to stay. You know, if it's like equal to Clayton, who could go one or the other. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to Toronto. So yeah, talk about, you said you were feeling emotional. Was it like this opening scene that got you?
I was. And just like, you know, and for this like fleeting moment, international travel was on the table, you know, like Toronto seemed, it felt like alive and just kind of highlighting, you know, Toronto and Niagara. And I don't know, that red building from the opening scene, like we walk by that all the time. The dog fountain they showed is like one of my favorite places in Toronto. The distillery district is like a great place to go visit. So it was just like nice to kind of see all the things I love being highlighted.
Yeah, I love that they found a way to do like a comedy date, and they still had an outdoor setting, and it was a really cool setting. So, yeah, it made it seem like this would be a really cool place to visit, which it is. But, you know, like for so long, like you couldn't even cross the border. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that is pretty lucky for these women to like get this international travel, because who knows, like the next season, if it's going to be restricted again. So,
yeah.
Do you know anything about the Hotel X Toronto? Is that like a
I don't. I don't know that one.
Okay, so that's where they have their penthouse. And I guess they answered the question. We saw Clayton say, "I can't wait for the women to get here." So they must not all be traveling on the same private jet. So who knows what they're doing? But at least he's separate. Maybe he's with the crew.
Yeah.
But Gabby gets the one-on-one. It said something like, "Love is on the horizon." And it's a helicopter date. Have you done a helicopter ride around your city?
Yeah. So I did one in Niagara Falls a couple years ago. Ethan won it at like a charity auction. It was really cool. Would I spend the money for it? Probably not, because it's just like a 15-minute ride. But it was like really cool to see Niagara Falls from that high up.
Yeah, that's awesome. So they had kind of like a mishmash of things to do. They had to do street hockey. I didn't know that this was like the type of hockey that they played in Canada, but is it a year-round thing?
Yes, it is. Okay. Street hockey, like every Canadian has a memory of, you know, whoever their neighbor, the neighborhood kids, like playing street hockey in the middle of the street. Like I know our neighbors do it, and like when a car comes down the road, like they just move their net out of the way and then move it back. So yeah, like the street hockey is definitely a thing here.
Nice. And beaver tails.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. Delicious. I love beaver tails.
Is that more like an Eastern Canada thing, or like central? Or is it nationwide?
I don't know. I haven't spent a whole lot of time out west, so I'm not totally sure if it's as prevalent there as it is here. But it's definitely like a big thing here.
Yeah, because I remember around Niagara, there's like a chain, ones. Like a stand, mm-hmm. that's all they sell. Mm-hmm. So,
I prefer just the cinnamon sugar. I find everything else a little too like too rich for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the closest. Would you say it's like closest to
like an elephant ear?
Elephant ear, like funnel cake. Yeah. And it was interesting to me that Clayton was talking about Gabby as being like, she's made the biggest jump as far as like where he saw her at the beginning. Like she wasn't on his radar, and now like he can't stop thinking about her. It's like almost to that level. So I thought that was interesting to me that she wasn't like somebody that really caught his eye night one, mm-hmm. but he really loves her humor. And that's something that really stands out about her. And then when they have their talk at dinner, Gabby reveals that it's kind of sort of like love language, but that she's kind of the one that like she has a hard time receiving love, but she has no problem giving love. And she ties it back to her childhood when her mom was sort of like sometimes really affectionate, sometimes withholding love, like based on behavior, and that now she doesn't have a relationship with her mom.
And that's sad. And I love that she was very open about like, I have gone to a lot of therapy for this and I am like trying to be stronger. And like, I still, you know, the way she talked about her mother was like, I miss her. She's my mom. I still love her. I know she loves me, but we're just not at a point right now where we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought Clayton handled it well. I mean, he's somebody who's really close to his family. He seems like very close to his mom. So it seemed like he was kind of trying to inquire about like if she thought that was like a closed door or not. It made me a little nervous, like if Gabby makes it to hometowns, if they're going to try to do like what the Bachelor loves to do and like, hey, reunion time. So I hope not. But
yeah,
you never know with them. But yeah, overall, I really like them together. I like Gabby a lot and thought this was cute. And all the women were really happy for Gabby, aside from Shanae, of course. She was really upset that they were
like,
happy.
How
for
are
her.
They happy? Like, this is all fake. And it's like, I don't think these girls are being fake. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're spending way more time with the other women than you are with Clayton. So, like, you're obviously going to, I don't know, form closer bonds, and you're going to be excited for them when they're excited. I don't know.
Yeah. And do you think it's heightened when they all kind of have a common enemy that's like, oh, I'm extra excited that it's not Shanae. So like they're kind of pouring that excitement into Gabby.
Yeah.
Or whoever it might be, like Serene before, they were like really excited for her too. Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Then we see the invitation. Actually, did we see it? Did we get an invitation? No, we just see the group date. I don't know. I don't remember what it said. We do see it come because we see that there are two names that were not on the list rather than just one name. Mm-hmm. So there's a big like to do about that. They're speculating. It doesn't say. You know, usually I think the host comes in and says, like, there's going to be a one-on-one date, there's going to be a group date, and a two-on-one. But we didn't get that this time. So, but they sort of surmise that Genevieve and Shanae are most likely going to be on a two-on-one. And we know that because there was previewed as well. But the other women are going on a roast date. I think it said something when they were talking about it that it was like, can you handle the heat or something? So I thought maybe it was going to be another barbecue thing. But they're in the distillery district and they meet up with Jesse Palmer. And then Russell Peters is like walking by and then just like, oh, hey, fellas.
I was like, oh, gosh. Like, do you think any of the women actually, did you know who Russell Peters was?
I did. Yeah, I've known who he is for a while. I think I saw one of his specials a while back and just thought he's like really, well, he's well-known, like, internationally, mm-hmm. but that he's from Canada and is at a lot of the roasts. So
yeah.
I thought that was a really good get for them. Smart one to, you know, some of that people. I don't think the women knew.
No.
No.
But he was like, Russell Peters, like, I know him. It's like, girl, no, you don't.
Right.
And that's okay.
No. They know after Jesse introduced him, so they could talk about it. They could be informed, but. Yeah, they probably just thought, like, who's this random guy walking across into the set? So he is going to help them roast. And sort of, like, roast is done out of love. But, yeah, I don't think there was any, like, love lost. But that Clayton wants a sense of humor. And so they're doing their writing, comes around to help them. And then they put on a show. And they have an actual audience. We thought Shanae... I think both of us thought Shanae would be there, but she was not.
Yeah.
Did not stop them from.
No, it didn't. And you know what? Can you blame them? There were a few jokes that I laughed genuinely very hard at.
Okay. Take me through your favorites.
Sarah? I thought Sarah was pretty funny. She went pretty hard on Mara, but I think we only saw the jokes about Mara, but I thought they were pretty funny.
Yeah, about her age. So they both kind of went back and forth about her age. That I didn't really pick up on that Sarah's the youngest.
I didn't either.
And I didn't really pick up on that Mara was the oldest. I knew there was that other woman who came in and like introduced herself as a cougar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I wasn't really focused on it. But I guess it's maybe a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny how Sarah, she did the callback to Rachel bringing the 7-year-old woman. And it's like, oh, because it's so exaggerated. So I don't think that Mara could really get annoyed. Like, obviously, yeah. She's not 70, but just like, oh, Mara, you're still here.
That was very funny.
What did you think of Mara's response about Sarah? Like if I was 13, I'd feel the same way, that I'm going to get engaged right after the date. And
I didn't think hers was quite as funny. Like, I thought hers was a little bit more like bitter.
Yeah, because some of it seemed like, I don't know if that was scripted, because at the end she said something like, go home, you desperate bitch. Like, that's not a roast. Yeah.
that's just
anger coming out. So a few people we didn't see at all, but I think Marlena was definitely the standout. Just like, she was so confident.
Yeah.
And
she was like having a great time doing it too.
Yeah. So she made the joke about, Clayton, you're from Eureka, Missouri. So do you kiss your mom with your mouth open or closed?
That was genuinely hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of people had jokes about football skills. Even Russell Peters was like getting on both Jesse and Clayton about that, and about how they look alike, and that Clayton's like the less attractive version. So
yeah.
Clayton has been no stranger to being roasted, because it had already happened on his season, and then they do it at the when they're introducing him as a bachelor as well with the tweets. So
mm-hmm.
Hopefully he has a thick skin.
Yeah, I think he seems to be like taking things on the chin pretty well. I'll mm-hmm. give him that.
I liked Eliza's about, you know, you have a dump truck ass, so why haven't you taken out all the trash yet? So it's like a little subtle about Shanae, instead of like, you know, it's like not really that mean to Clayton. It's just sort of like trying to put yourself as like, hey, like, not everyone here is here for you. Susie had a bench warmer joke. And then I don't think we saw Teddy again. Teddy was on the stage.
Yeah,
totally like, invisible. Or Rachel. We saw Rachel later talking about how like she was really uncomfortable, and it's not like she doesn't like being creative or being in front of people on stage. But we didn't actually see her performance. So I don't know if they're trying to protect certain people, or they're just not getting the airtime. Or they just didn't have good enough jokes or mean enough jokes.
I was surprised to hear her be like, I'm not creative. Like, I'm not funny. Like, I was like, oh, interesting. I guess I never really thought about it.
Right. Yeah. It's funny to draw attention to that. But but she kind of flipped it around. Like, you bring this out of me. Like, you help me out of my comfort zone. So a positive spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were at Steam Whistle Distillery. So in this area, they're just a bunch of them, if it's the distillery district.
Well, and I was wondering, because Steam Whistle, like, their actual distillery is over near the Rogers Center.
Oh.
He's right across from the Rogers Center. So I think they might have gone over like closer to that area. Like, the distillery district isn't that close or isn't that far from that, but the big one in the distillery district is Mill Street. So I'm thinking that they just left that area completely to go to Steam Whistle.
Okay, somewhere that they could just kind of rent out the whole thing.
Yeah.
Susie pulls a move in their one-on-one time where she says like, okay, I know, like, I, you know, roasted you, but I also want to take some time to talk about what I do like about you. So they went back to the mic.
Really sweet. I did love that.
Yeah. I think that's something that you'd have to be kind of uncomfortable to, like, be standing back at the mic and, like, kind of just make a cute moment out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Who got the group date rose from this? Because I know Marlena was expecting it, but she did not get it. Was it Rachel?
Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had the kind of that moment talking about, he said something like that he's thinking about her a lot. Like, it's not very common, or something like, it was like a double negative. Like, I'm almost thinking about her most times of the day, or something like that. Or there's hardly not a time when I'm not thinking, something like that. But so they seem to be progressing well. But I thought he had a nice moment with Marlena, so I was hoping that she would get it. Just talking
Me
about
too.
Like, how she's killed it.
yeah, I'm really enjoying Marlena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything more about this date?
I don't think so. I think it was, you know, it was what they could do. It could have been worse, could have been better.
Yeah, I always enjoy these kind of dates where it's, they have to perform, they have to do something creative or get out of their comfort zone. And we learn a little bit more about the dynamics in the house, I think, mm-hmm. with this. Like, I didn't know that, you know, I don't know if Sarah and Mara really don't like each other or if they're just happen to both pick on each other because of age.
Maybe. Yeah, that was a surprise. And I'm like wondering if we're transitioning into like Marlena being a little bit of a villain character.
Yeah. So we see the invite for the 2-on-1, which is into the falls, your journey goes. Only one comes out with a rose. So I think they figured out that they're not too far from Niagara, so they must be going to Niagara. And we see a lot of the other women talking about they feel really bad for Genevieve. It's almost like they see writing on the wall, is Shanae going to send somebody else home? And Genevieve's mm-hmm. like the innocent victim here.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I think too. Because we really haven't seen much between Genevieve and Clayton. She's stuck around. No. But I would have expected them to be like progressing a little more if she was to be like even with Shanae. Like Shanae and Clayton like make out all the time. So, and then we kind of see them just getting to the falls and Clayton introducing that they will be going closer down to the falls. And a lot of Shanae talking about Genevieve being a chihuahua, a wet dog that she's going to throw in the falls, like a lot of violence.
Yeah, this is so weird. Like, dog. She's just so brutal. Like, she's just not even fun at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think she thinks she's really fun and that these are hilarious.
I don't think she realizes she's going, like, she was going to be a villain. Like, I think she was like, people are going to think I am so funny.
Which is what Courtney Robertson has said about.
Yeah.
She thought she was just, like, cracking people up. And people just, like, were sending her terrible things and they hated her. So I don't want that to happen to Shanae, but.
No.
I think we've seen enough of The Bachelor by now that you should know how you're coming across.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby called Shanae a succubus.
What does that mean?
Is that like sucking? Should I look this up?
Yeah.
I don't want to get something scary. Let's see. Succubus. A female demon. Oh, believed to have sexual intercourse with sleeping men.
Oh. Interesting.
I think they suck the life out of them, maybe.
Yikes. Okay. All right.
This just says that they appear in dreams to seduce men.
Interesting.
Maybe the men cheat in their dreams with the succubus on their partners. I don't know. Yeah, we need a succubus expert. It looks like there's a scary movie called Succubus that neither of us would have seen. So.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I've just like never heard that term before. So I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we're at. This is a to be continued again.
How surprised were you to get a to be continued here?
I thought we'd get a little further along on the date, I guess. Like, it feels like there wasn't even enough of like a to be continued to land on, you know, like I think we've had other to be continued on 2-on-1s where somebody, I don't know, like somebody's already like left crying or something, or we don't know like who's sent home, but it's a little more dramatic than this. This
is just like insults. I did not think we were going to get a resolution. That's for sure. But mm-hmm. I did think we were going to get like a little bit more.
Right. So, I mean, I'm just, one thing I want to ask about, it looks like in the preview, Clayton asks Genevieve, are you an actress and are you lying? So is Shanae just throwing shit at the wall? Like,
yeah, I think so.
She will lie about anything and can wow. Because we've seen nothing of that. Like, there's nothing negative anyone said about Genevieve.
No.
So that should be interesting. We finally get to see Clayton say, like, you're an actor on reality TV, because that was his line from last time.
That's so funny. Exactly. So
I'm surprised, like, if there's something like that, like, that should have been the like to be continued or something, yeah. Like something dramatic like that.
I know, we really like, I think that's a great point, is that we just didn't really get into it enough to like feel like it's to be continued.
And I feel like that happened last week as well, with just, okay, she threw a trophy, so what?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All right, well, let's get into our questions. This is from George, so he updates us on our bonus points from last week. But first, a question. How do you view Clayton's apology to Elizabeth last week on social media, with the added context of seeing him this week pull the winning team from their group date aside to get their input? I feel in his apology, he tried to claim ignorance, but this week we saw multiple women explain to him what was going on.
Yeah, I think like at the point Clayton was at last week, I feel like it was kind of reasonable, and like, I don't want to justify it and say like, oh yeah, he made the right decision. Mm-hmm. It's just that like with the information he had, he kind of made the decision he thought was right. I think anytime after this point in which he like stood with the eight women and they're all like, no, like she's not a good person. I think at that point, like, he can't like you said, feign ignorance anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. I think he was speaking at the time, like, I didn't know, but yeah. What's he going to say this week? George says, okay, bonus points. You both received 5 points for no over the top cheesy love is night like Niagara Falls comments. You both
not yet.
Yeah, right. You both incorrectly guessed Shanae would be at the group date row, so the listeners receive 5 points. And carried over for the week is how the 2-on-1 will end. Haley said left standing at a park, and Amy said watching a helicopter fly off. Missed opportunity. I don't know why neither of us thought that it would be at Niagara Falls.
Like, yeah, I don't know what we were thinking.
I think I thought that would be like a romantic 1-on-1 date.
Yes, I agree. I thought I was kind of maybe I wasn't thinking. Maybe it was that like, oh my God, what's her name? Who just had the 1-on-1?
Gabby.
We wanted to call her Maddie. Gabby, she was in the helicopter, so I thought maybe that was at the falls.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, it totally fits with like they're having some kind of extreme scenery for these. Mm-hmm. So now, new questions. For 5 points, what will be the result of the 2-on-1 date? Genevieve, Shanae, or both ladies are sent home?
I'm starting to think it's just going to be Genevieve, and Shanae is going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see that there's enough negative on Shanae right now, and it looks like Shanae's throwing something at Genevieve that he's just going to buy from her again. Because she comes at her with something like, you're not an actress, it looks like Genevieve is so thrown that it's going to seem like she's lying when she says no.
kind of like Elizabeth was.
Yeah, totally thrown. Yeah, this is her strategy. Not that it's a good one, but I think to her, it's working.
It's not like a moral thing to do.
Yeah, I don't see, like Genevieve was saying, she's like, it's not going to end well for both of us. Like, it's either one of us is going home or both of us, because they're not going to do a 2-on-1 and say, oh, you can both stay.
I feel like we heard a lot of like the Genevieve say like two, both of us could go.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's true. If both go, it's going to be where Genevieve goes first, then Shanae's kind of gloating again, and then he sends her home. But I just don't think he's at that point with her yet, especially with him like tweeting about it and feeling like a clown and all that. So I have to agree that just Genevieve will go home. Okay, for 5 points, name one woman to not get a rose at the next rose ceremony.
I would have said Mara, but I feel like we've gotten a lot from her this episode and like the starting of the her and Sarah feud to let her go. Mm-hmm. So let me just take a quick view at the cast here, because I'm now not willing to say there. Mara anymore. Yeah. So let's say, who is even there, like you said? I hate to say it, but maybe Marlena?
Okay. Yeah. That would probably be another one that Shanae would claim that she knocked out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, just because I hate to do it because she's my number one draft pick of our random draft, but Hunter. Every time she's called, I'm surprised. And then the women decided to, like, somebody put her on blast for having IBS in the roast. So
hilarious.
Yeah. And they said that she had that her personality was on par with that. So.
Okay. These girls had some jokes. I laughed pretty hard. I'm not going to lie to anyone. I laughed pretty hard here.
For 5 points, will we see Clayton and the women leave North America this week?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I think so.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that we're still going to somehow be stuck. we'll go somewhere else that's in North America, but it's maybe they go to Mexico or something. Although, yeah, it does seem like they're going to Europe, right?
Yeah.
Or that they'll find a way to still be in Toronto.
Yeah, I'm starting to think we're going to Austria.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. It looks like at first I was pretty set it was Italy, but now I'm not sure.
Okay.
Interesting. Because it looked like they were wearing some jackets, and I would feel like.
That's also where Celebrity Big Brother is taking place, right? It's like Austrian themed.
Is it really?
Yodeling. They have like a yodel sound at the end of it's like a sea chalet.
You're making this up.
No. Like they'll say, you know, like the music when they go into like Celebrity Big Brother, like it's Big Brother and it goes yodelay hee hoo at the end of
no.
it.
Yes. No. No. That's not real. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, it's strange. But
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little more subtle than that, but yeah, they love their weird sound drops.
That is a creative choice.
Yeah, I guess. Is that where celebrities go to vacation?
I don't know.
Ski chalets?
I'm no celebrity, so I'm not totally sure.
For 5 points, will the next episode end again with to be continued? I mean, is that even a question?
Yes, that's definitely happening.
Because once they start that, it's hard to get out of it.
Yeah, you're in like a domino effect.
Yeah. And he says, as always, thanks for the great podcast. Thank you, George. Thank you for compiling everything for us for our random draft and bonus questions.
And I know I say it every week. I'm having a great time with the bonus questions.
Very fun. So follow at GeorgeCTV for all of that. Let's see. We have Josh Green says, Sierra was such a bright light on the show. What are the odds we see her in paradise with a man who will treat her right instead of a failed football player?
I think we can count Sierra as a lock for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I would love to see her. What if we see her with a man who will treat her right, who is a failed football player? What if it's with Clay? You know, there's always that possibility.
There is. Yeah, it is the Bachelor franchise. There's so many failed football players here.
And Josh also wants to know, aside from him being married, why have none of the women pulled a Roslyn on Jake Pavelka's season and made a move on Jesse?
I don't think he's present enough.
Yeah. See, Roslyn, it wasn't like she didn't go after Chris Harrison. She went after like her producer, I think. So, yeah. Allegedly. And so that's who you're talking to all the time. And like they're, you know, confiding in and they're pulling you aside. And so you see them way more than the lead. But you know what? It's still, you know, this is just Jesse's first season. So I could see this being a storyline that gets brought up, you know, 5 seasons down the road, maybe.
Yeah.
They want to shake things up, even if it's just like somebody has a crush on him or something, or starts commenting like, oh, he's hotter than The Bachelor or something. I could see it. Brandon Weber, I'm fairly new to regularly watching The Bachelor shows. Has anyone ever so openly admitted their manipulation strategy to the cameras episode after episode? Shanae just seems... Every villain is lemons to me.
You know, it's funny. When I read this question, I immediately thought of Courtney Robertson. So it's funny that you also brought her up kind of in relation to this, because that is how I felt. I kind of remembered Courtney being like the, you know, like the light version of this. Like, but you reminded me that she very much like did this as well. I don't know if she was as open with the manipulation of like Ben. Like, I think she was genuinely into Ben and like wanted to be with him. So she was being like rude to the other girls.
And I don't know that it's hard for me to tell. I don't think Shanae is super into Clayton, but she hasn't said, like, I don't like Clayton. But she has said, like, I've never had to fight this much for an effing dude before. Like, I'm a bombshell. But it doesn't seem like she's, like, doesn't like him. But it's more like, I want to get to know him. Like, if you're not here, and just wants to eliminate everyone else. Like, she wants to get rid of her competition and wants to win. Yeah, I don't think Courtney, like, she definitely, like, was into Ben. So she was, didn't seem like she was, like, manipulating him at all. The one that's coming to mind is Bentley from Ashley's season, where he's just, like, would say, like, rude things, like, she's not attractive, I don't like her.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, like, trying to get voted off or anything, you know, like, get eliminated. Marco Patino, this is my first season watching from the beginning. Why do they always get rid of the villains so quickly? To the fans of the show, do you watch for the drama or the love story? I'm very curious.
So I feel like at the beginning, you kind of watch for the drama as you're getting invested in the love story. But by, like, you know, the midpoint, you start to kind of get tired of the drama that's been the same the whole time. And you start to want to see, like, the genuine connection.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like they don't usually get rid of the villain so quickly. I think Michelle's season, they did very quickly, which was not typical.
In Katie's season, it felt like there was a new villain every single week.
Yeah, it was almost the opposite. On Katie's season, it was like the guys were targeting the villain and they came together, whereas now Shanae is the villain and she's trying to come after one of the good people each week. So it's like whoever makes the move first, I think, whoever gets in their ear first. But, you know, Shanae is sticking around, but they did get rid of Cassidy early. So that was kind of strange. And Justin Feinberg, what director thought it was a good idea to zoom in on Broccoli while Serene is pouring her heart out to Clayton about her recently deceased cousin?
They make a lot of interesting cinematography choices here.
Yeah. I just love that. You noticed that? Because I didn't pick up on that.
He always guess these things that we've never seen.
I know. I love that. And then we have a tweet here. This is from What Up Tim. Has a 2-on-1 survivor ever gone on to get the final rose? Seems like if he's that unsure of the choice, you may as well just leave. We've said this before. Like, it's not a good sign.
So, I think maybe, I can't quite remember, and I don't think anyone's going to check me on it.
This is where we need Bachelor data.
Yeah, I feel like maybe in Bachelor Canada in their first season, like, Bianca, spoiler alert for that season, I think Bianca got, like, they did a little bit different of a 2-on-1. It's like they had totally separate dates. Hmm. Oh, like, they went to, like, Paris. They did the first Bachelor season in Canada was odd, where, like, they did travel dates, but not everybody got to go. Like, they would do a group date in Mexico, and they did, like, a 2-on-1 in Paris. And I feel like Bianca, who ended up winning that season, did go on that 2-on-1 in Paris, but, like, it was so long ago that the memes are a little on the foggy side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised that, you know what? I'm trying to find on Bachelor data, but it's on TikTok, the data about 2-on-1 date history. I don't want to go on. Let's see. Oh, no, they do have it here, too. Bachelor 2-on-1 successes. See, I'm like, why don't they have it out? Nope, they've already thought of it.
They're too good.
Yes. I look back at the history of the 2-on-1 date on The Bachelor after ABC has heavily teased one on tonight's episode. So, Matt James had MJ and Jasenia, but wasn't that one of those, like, mini ones?
Yeah, I don't really count that.
But so that was week 5. MJ got sent out. Jasenia made it only 2 weeks more to week 7. And then Peter, again, that was, like, not a real one, but Tammy and McKenna, it was like they were both eliminated week 6. Mm-hmm. Colton did not have a 2-on-1. This one is maybe one of the farthest, is Ari, or at least the most, like, where I feel like this was a real contender, Crystal versus Kendall. So Crystal was sent home. That was week 6. And Kendall made it to the top 3. Nick's season had Taylor was with Corinne, and then mm-hmm. he had two two-on-ones, Taylor with Corinne, and then Whitney and Danielle L, but they were both eliminated that week.
So yeah, Corinne like, I don't it, remember that
Yeah,
at
Corinne
all.
Made it to top four. Yeah, Ben, it's not really a good sign. Usually that person's eliminated the following week, or they're both eliminated. They don't usually last more than 2 weeks after. Going back, oh, looks like Brad Womack's season, Ashley Spivey and Ashley Hebert were on week five, had a 2-on-1, and Ashley Hebert made it to week 9. So she was final three as well. So the best they've done is final three.
Hmm.
So it's not like they would never put somebody who is their top choice in a 2-on-1. It's like they're not going to put that stress on them. They're not, you know, they usually tend to protect like their top choices. So it's not a good sign. Yeah, but why doesn't a woman just say, okay, you obviously are not that serious about me. I'm going to leave. I'm not even going to show up to the 2-on-1.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that would be a
sure.
good move. You know, if you're looking to do something, you're being cast on the show that hasn't been done before. Yeah, I would just say, no, Shanae, you just take this date. Because if he's comparing me against you, like, just have it. So.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All right, let's go over all these draft results from George. Let's see, I think it's updated. Yep. Everyone has four picks left. So, Haley, how are you feeling about Gabby, Eliza, Genevieve, and Sarah?
I'm sorry, Eliza is still there?
Yeah.
Okay, change my pick to Eliza for that earlier one, that earlier question.
Yeah. I know there's a few women that it's just they're not being shown.
Yeah, I don't feel confident about my very long term.
Okay. I think Gabby's your best pick on the board.
Yeah, I do. And I still don't feel that confident about it.
I have Hunter, Susie, Rachel, and Serene. So I'm feeling good about three of those. Not
yeah,
Hunter.
That's great.
And then the listeners have Mara, Marlena, Teddy, and Janae. So listeners are rooting for Shanae on this 2-on-1. And let's see where we are. Haley, you are taking the lead with 118. Gabby, give you those points.
I am very excited.
I'm second with 100. Listeners rounded it out with 90. All right. Do you have any takes from Doug?
Oh, I do. Let me just pop up my little iPhone here. he says, I'm pretty sure Clayton is just a robot the producers put together. It would be the easy explanation for why he seems to speak in slow motion all the time.
Maybe.
Do I think that Clayton was the right choice for The Bachelor? No. Do I think he seems like a fine enough hang? Yes. Yes, I do. Was I the only one who thought the pleasure pier that Clayton had no part in reserving in Houston sounded like a nautical themed sex shop? It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, isn't that the same name that they were telling the Too Hot to Handle
contestants
they were on?
I don't know. I have to watch the latest season still.
Mm.
Have you started it yet?
Yes.
Did you finish it?
No, but I watched through season 3, episode 7 so that I could listen to the podcast with Akiva.
Has it been good?
Yeah.
Has it been entertaining?
It's been entertaining, yeah.
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 We're so deep in a Top Chef binge that we cannot reserve any mental space for anything else. It's like we are only watching Top Chef and Superstore, and like on Mondays we watch The Bachelor, and that's it. We are watching nothing else. We are consuming nothing else right now.
Yeah, there's no room. Don't come out with new shows. Ethan,
can't do it right now. Yeah, no. I think we might finish our rewatch by the time the new season of Top Chef starts in March. So then maybe then we can take on something else. But right now we are busy. We are too busy. Were you more upset that Shanae insisted on telling us all of the parts of her body that were sweaty, or that nobody told the women that the second T in Toronto is silent?
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. We are in Toronto.
Clayton is in Toronto.
Yeah, because a lot of the women call him Clayton. Clayton.
So Toronto. Toronto. It doesn't even sound natural. Like Toronto. Toronto. Toronto.
Yeah.
It's true, there's no second T. What can we say? Now that we know it's a 2-on-1 in Niagara Falls, how would you make your dream Niagara date to bring about maximum conflict? I would start by making the contestants stomp graves at a winery to destroy their morale. Then all three of them could ride the Ferris wheel, which would be super cramped. Then some dinosaur mini golfs, followed by some sort of race next to the falls while it's full of tourists. And last, a dinner at one of the restaurants in the casino, where any pettiness could be caught on one of a million security cameras. Oh, and the loser would be last seen gliding out over the river alone in one of the cable cars Ethan used to operate.
Yeah, sounds like he's got the plan.
I was like hoping they pop up on the aero car. That's where Ethan used to work. I think that'd be fun. What would I do? You know what? I thought the Ferris wheel, and then like get stuck in the Ferris wheel.
Well, what is like the stomping on the grapes? That's gonna ruin morale. Is it like really frustrating?
I guess so. I don't know. I've never done it. Although because I have very big feet, maybe I would be great at it. Have you ever seen the grape stomping lady video?
That's the one that you always bring up.
Always.
It's so like your funny go-to. Now I don't even remember if I've seen it or if I just like have a vision in my mind, because you always bring
it up. It's my favorite video. It's classic. It's the internet before it like turned before into what TikTok, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like the only thing we could watch for entertainment.
You should bring that back on your TikTok and like do some kind of remix with it.
You should. What a grand idea. You know what? I hope this podcast comes out pretty soon, because I reposted a TikTok on my story that Ethan showed me. And it is, I was truly crying laughing. It's this little, like, I don't know if you've seen the TikTok trend where it's like, oh, got this one. And it was like a little black cat, because like, it was cute. And now it's like wild. And like, it is truly the funniest thing I ever see. So I'll send it to you directly after.
Okay, good. Cause I get so frustrated because I'll see people sharing TikToks on their stories, but I don't have TikTok, and it'll always like cut out before like the funny part.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll send this to you. It is, I cried and I could not stop watching it. And I just kept laughing harder and harder. Are we more upset at the show for yet again encouraging bullying at a roast, or that they made the two women ride in silence all the way from Toronto to Niagara Falls? That is like a 90-minute drive, at least, on a good day, on no traffic.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
It would be so awkward. Who, if anyone, do you think will date Shanae in Paradise? I think it should be Peter, so Shanae and Barb can fight to the death. What an interesting pairing that would be.
That is. Yeah, I'm almost like over Shanae on Paradise already, because yeah,
me too.
It just seems like it's all calculated and she won't actually be into anyone there. It'll just be like trying to create rivalries.
I think if she's smart, she'll do what Crystal did, which is find a guy who is equally despicable as you and like get together. And then we can't help but to root for them because they're like seem to be a good couple.
Yeah, but look how that turned out.
No, it didn't turn out great for them. You're right. Although I think Crystal's pretty happy with her life right now.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, who would that villain be? Like Chris from Michelle's season, like the short guy?
Yeah, probably Chris, because they kind of look alike too. Or, Chris kind of looks like fake Chris.
Peter, and then, the pizza guy.
Yeah, that'd be a good one too.
Okay.
I don't know. She needs to get with
Go for like if Greg would show up. Apparently, oh, did you see Greg and Blake were hanging out?
Yeah, and they were hanging out with like Nate and Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah. What a weird like grouping.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. Nate is like making the Bachelor connections. I don't know if that's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I really don't know. I don't know how to feel.
And they made an announcement of like, they're changing things up for the Bachelor Live Tour. If anyone has tickets, they have like a few different, like they're not doing local Bachelors anymore. They're doing a different like past contestant is the Bachelor, like Connor B and Andrew Spencer and Justin. So like kind of a mix of guys from the past couple seasons. Ivan. Mm-hmm.
Rodney.
Yep. So depending on what city you end up in, you might be like happy with their choice or not.
Now, do you get your like, did your tickets get refunded or do you get to go to one of these shows now?
I think I could like cash them in to go to another one. I don't know if I want to though.
Fair.
So, yeah.
Fair.
Just it's so unpredictable. Well, I'll make my decision in the like last minute probably.
Yeah.
Yes. But it seems like now, like I think I was more into it when it was just a random Bachelor. I don't know why, because or like they were gonna have people like Clay and Connor, like who was like a random Bachelor, but they were like legitimately looking to pretend like at least you're supposed to believe that they were looking to date someone in the audience. Whereas this now, I think it's just like we're putting on a show. Like you can feel what it's like to be on The Bachelor, but they're not like actually trying to date anyone from the audience.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. It's like Bachelor the Musical without music or something.
Now that like Ben's a married man, he's like not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I think that was probably really hard for him to give up.
Yeah.
Sure. But that it was like, yeah, are you going to leave after you just got married? So I did hear like Nick Viall and Ben, like, I think it was more Nick complaining, but just sort of critiquing Jesse Palmer like a little extra hard. Oh. Like, because I think he was like trying to be in the running. Or that, like, there was maybe a phone call, and he's kind of trying to lump Ben into it too. Like, we would have brought something different.
Mm.
But
I don't think Nick would have been the right choice here.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. So, yeah, that is where we are at as far as other random Bachelor news.
Yeah. That's it, I think. You know, I feel like we stretch out this episode pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, when they give us these scooping continues and they don't even show us people getting group date roses, what do you expect? Like, we can't do a 2-hour podcast on that.
No, we can't.
Do you want us to?
No, I don't want us to, Amy. I know you're asking that to, like, the general audience, but...
We love a deep dive, but this is not deep dive type of wrap up.
Yeah, and I don't mind a deep dive at, like, 6 p.m.
It's your bedtime.
It is. And yeah. You know, I don't always think about what Asia said on like the Black Voices of RHAP podcast about how like after a podcast she's like so amped up that she can't sleep. That's me after every podcast.
Oh yeah.
So I can't sleep after a podcast. But
so what's your routine? What do you turn on? Because I know you used to have like certain podcasts like that you'd listen to over and over to fall asleep.
Yeah. So now we go to bed usually between like 9 o'clock and 9:30. We'll usually watch an episode of Superstore. I will do my Duolingo for 5 minutes.
Oh, what language are you doing?
I'm doing French. I'm just trying to, like, you know, get... I took French for so long that I really would love to be a little more proficient in it. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I don't have a great handle on languages. Like, they just don't sit well in my head very good. Mm-hmm. So I'm just doing that. I'm going to pick up some... I'm going to start doing the Italian one, too, just as, like, another little piece. And then I will... I'll turn on QI. It's a British panel show that I've very much been enjoying over the last, I've probably been watching this one for about 2-3 months at this point. It's really funny. It's all on YouTube. And it's just like trivia, like not trivia, like you're answering questions as much, but it's a lot of like fun facts and like interesting things. And like, you know, they'll ask questions like, I don't even know of a good example, but you think you know the answer, but that's not actually what the answer is. So it's a fun show, and it's it relaxes me. I like it.
Nice. Yeah. I need like a good routine like that, but it's usually whatever podcast I happen to be listening to at that time. Like, I assess if it's like calming enough that I can fall asleep to it and revisit and then the next day or not.
I used to do a lot of podcasts, but now I need like, I think I need the light stimulation too to like help me fall asleep. Like, I need to knock out all of the senses to distract all of the senses in order for me to like fall asleep. But yeah, that's what I've been watching. I was on a, like, I did watch like RuPaul's Drag Race for about a year straight before bed. But I'd fall asleep and then I'd wake up for the lip sync song, which was not great for me.
Yeah, that's always the danger. Like, if I forget to put a sleep timer on and then I wake up on something that's like, I like startled by something loud or like the next podcast starting.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I signed up for YouTube Premium because it was like free 3 months, and now I don't get any ads, which is like fantastic. And I might have to spend the money to just keep going with that because it's really wonderful.
Yeah. That sounds worth the splurge.
Yeah. Because the ads are like so loud that they wake me up too.
Yeah.
So
I think it's worth it. Treat yourself.
I know. I'm going to have to. I did cancel my Nintendo Online subscription, so I think I could put that towards this.
Nice.
Yeah, I canceled it because I was like, I haven't played Animal Crossing in like 6 months. And then I started playing Animal Crossing again. So,
hey, we've got Wordle now. Like,
I love Wordle. Yeah. I'm having a great Wordle time.
Exactly. I like that there's only one and so you can't get too addicted.
Yeah. I do too, and I like that people are not really spoiling it. Like, that's nice community. Do you have a preferred starting word?
No, I always kind of just go I try to get like at least two vowels in the word, but yeah. I'll kind of rotate between ones like train or plane or but sometimes I'm like, you know, these are too obvious. So I'll do like grout or something like with O and U. But it's like whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
Me too. That's exactly how I do it too. And it's funny, like a friend of mine told me like what she always does. Mm-hmm. My uncle texted me and was like, oh, these are my starting words. I always try and get, he likes to use pious because it has as many vowels as like possible.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many vowels in it. I just do whatever I want, like whatever 5-letter word pops into my head. Like, I like no repeating letters, try to have a couple vowels,
right.
Like in an R, or S, or T or whatever. But like, I'll just do whatever I want, which kind of screws me over sometimes because then I'm like, oh.
But sometimes it like really, like one time I did like plank or something, but it like, then I found out there was a K in that word. I'm like, that helped me out a lot, you know? So,
yeah, like today, today I started with fires.
Okay.
And then by the time this episode comes out, like it'll be the next day of Wordle anyway.
Yeah.
But like the word started with an F, which I probably would not have gotten to without that. So
exactly.
But the other day, I think the word ended up being like elder or something.
Yeah.
I don't like when
there's two of the same letter in a word.
No, that's neither do I. And cool. This is the first time I did not win Wordle. I tried the word elver before elder.
Is that a word?
Apparently it is.
I don't know.
And like sometimes I'm just like, I look at things and I'm like, I like totally miss the obvious word, and I'm like trying to be like, what? Like, what letters go together? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. But it is fun.
It is fun. I have a great time. Anyway,
have you tried the Taylor Swift Wordle?
No, I haven't. Maybe Twirtle, I should. Or whatever it's called. Yeah, I'll
very bad at that one because I don't know enough lyrics.
I'll try that one before I go to sleep tonight.
Nice.
Before sleep, after Duolingo.
Yes, yes. Get that streak. Keep that streak going.
Yep.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. If you're still listening to Haley and I catching up about our routines, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.